Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. Glad you're with me. What a great show we have lined up. We've got Dan Holloway, certified public accountant with Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan here talking to us today. Drew Tillman will be in studio sharing a few musical moments with us. And our good friend Miriam Dady will be hosting the Business Spotlight. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800. So here we are, my friend. We have a wonderful show lined up for you today. You know, here we are in the middle of January, and we've been spending the first couple of weeks as we think ahead and consider all ahead of us in 2015, what we can do with our health, with our own well-being, spiritually and physically, mentally. And we've looked at the health of our community. We've looked at things like the development of innovation in Tallahassee, technologies, the business community. Vincent Hunt was here earlier in the month. And if you got to hear that, you know that Tallahassee is certainly poised for success in a lot of these areas. We have nothing but our own efforts to put to work, I suppose, our own ingenuity. We are in control of our own fate. And as we do so, we look at people like Vincent Hunt for some information and some ideas and even a little guidance along the way. A very able innovator. Anyway, if you've not heard Vincent Hunt, if you missed that show, now you know this. TallahasseeTalks.com is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's remarkable. You know, it's on the web. So you can go back and listen at any time, or you can share a link to any of the shows with a friend. Say, hey, check it out. This was pretty cool stuff. And we learn a lot by listening to people like Vincent and our very good friend, Dr. Mignon. Dr. Mignon was here talking about health at all levels and in all ways that we can do better, right? Those things that we can take care of that are within our grasp, within our control. So many things are not. There are some things that you and I can do, like managing our money. And so we've got a very good friend of the company, of this show, Dan Holloway, and a personal friend, contributes sizably to the well-being of businesses across town and across the region. His firm, Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan, a prominent CPA firm, very well-respected and for good reason. These guys work very hard to make sure that everybody is doing the best they can with managing money, managing tax liabilities, and how to deal with things like the now in place Affordable Care Act, as it's dubbed, or in shorthand, Obamacare, and the implications that that brings for us individually. So Dan will be with us in the second hour of the show to talk about Obamacare and what we need to do as taxpayers. He'll also talk about business owners who are responsible for paying payroll taxes. You know, it seems to me that's where the feds make their money. It's particularly unnegotiable, I think, because those payroll taxes, that's where they go for all of the most of the public welfare programs that are operated, most of the operational costs that government incurs, federal, state, local, and those payroll taxes are prime. So they have put a lot of effort into making sure that we pay them accurately and on time. So Dan will be here to talk about that issue as well. And you'll be able to post some questions if you care to. You know, you can always go to our Facebook page and comment on a show or bring a topic to our attention. If you want to email us, you go to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. That's simple enough. Or like I say, a Facebook page is a great place to go. We try to keep you abreast of things that we're doing. And in keeping with that, we want to make sure that we have a chance for Drew Tillman to share with us. Drew will be with us in the first hour, delighting us with some of his music. Man, what a great artist and composer, a musician, performer. Many of you know Drew Tillman. He's been on the show before, and we're delighted to have him back. A featured artist at last year's 30A Songwriters Festival, which is actually happening again this weekend, 16th through the 18th, 30A Songwriters Festival going on. And by the way, if you don't know that, here's how I know that, because I went to my very favorite calendar online, tallyconnection.com. These are the folks that keep me informed of all the neat stuff going on around town and around the region. And that 30A Songwriters Festival, man, what a cool gig that is happening over there, I guess, in the Destin area. 150 artists across 25 venues. Yeah, man, that's if you've ever been out to Austin, Texas for their South by Southwest festival, it's a similar sort of approach in which they take all of this music and all of these artists, and then they are performing at a number of venues over the 3 days. There's an effort being made, by the way, for that to happen here in Tallahassee. And we'll have more to talk with you about that as we get more details. But it's a neat concept, a neat way to bring a lot of music in a short period of time to a lot of people. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, by the way, in the news, rather disturbing news, don't you think? When we read earlier in the week this article by Jeff Berlew in the newspaper, Tallahassee Democrat reporter, informing us that State Attorney Willie Meigs had issued four felony charges or issued warrants for the arrest of Woody Hildebrandt on four felony charges and of grand theft, one misdemeanor charge of petty theft. And you remember, this has all been brewing. Mr. Hildebrandt was the whistleblower involved with pointing out misdeeds over there at the Leon County School office, particularly in direction of Jackie Pons, the superintendent. So, if you don't know this, Mr. Hildebrandt has been serving as the principal at Lively Technical Center for some time, and now he himself has been arrested. He was booked on Thursday afternoon, I believe. So, golly, not the first time that we've had such things reported to us, specifically in relation to an administrator. We had Paul Byrd arrested, I guess, last year in February over in Franklin County. It's heartbreaking, but I certainly hope that we can see some light in all of that, and not simply another upsetting and disheartening occurrence. Perhaps there is some good that can come out of such a situation for us. So we look for some good news, right? Perhaps there, we can find that too in things like the fact that the international players thrive on TCC's women's team are reported here again out of the newspaper, Jordan Culver, talking about the fact that this TCC women's basketball team has invited and has retained a number of players who are international in origin, particularly from, I think I can say this correctly, Sarazuela Robuste, who is in the United States for 4 months. She's playing basketball over there at TCC and talks in that article at length about how much she enjoys, Tallahassee enjoys playing there for TCC women's basketball. So if you look for it, folks, there are some good stories out there, some good news. We're glad to be able to bring you all of it right here. We've got coming up Miriam Dady with our business spotlight of this week. And she's got some great folks in the business spotlight. We're going to learn about that business. Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards. Stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards.
Oh, this is Miriam Dady here. I'm so excited to begin January with the Tallahassee Business Spotlight, and one of the premier businesses in Tallahassee, a lot of you might not know this, Orkin Pest Control. My friend Bill Wirt has had this franchise for about 3 years now, and it's gone from being, kind of a dull blip on the map to a champion, not just in our Tallahassee area, but in the nation. Bill Wirt, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Miriam. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, we have had some fabulous years here lately. And I really base that on our ability to deliver, great customer service. We have a great service team that takes care of our customers, and they have the customer service attitude that I'm always looking for. And in my own business, if I'm doing business with another company, I want to have people that care about me, and that's the thing that I love about our business is we have such wonderful people. Not only our service people, but also our staff. Taylor is our admin person that calls in, and she has a wonderful, sweet voice. And we also have a great sales staff that comes out and identifies problems, and we don't believe in hardcore sales. We let people know,
yes,
what issues they have, and if they want to do something about it, fine. If not, we're just not going to put the hard pressure on them.
I love that. I love that about your team because, I mean, let's face it, folks, there are times when you see some business vans and trucks driving around Tallahassee. You are a little edgy about having those people in your yard, much less in your home.
Right.
And your team is so professional and so friendly. Sometimes I kind of resent it because I feel like I owe each one of them a birthday card and invite to dinner sometimes because they get to be my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I love your team. Thanks
right.
so much
they,
for...
They're a wonderful group of folks. They truly are.
Okay, now we're going to talk about bugs.
All right.
Those of you that are listening, you will probably hear me shudder occasionally. Don't take that as any kind of indication of my company. It's the bug thing. So the key here is Bill controls the bug. So I want to dish this off to you kind of in a way that, well, let's be frank. We live in Tallahassee. We live in the tropics. There are a lot of bugs. Tell me how you take care of them. What are some of the things you do?
Why don't we just go through a couple of them, the common ones that we see out there. And probably the most common thing that we see out there are the German roaches, okay? And those are not the big roaches. Those are the guys that are like 3/4 inch long. And those are the ones that are lay on the tough side because they can complete their life cycle inside. You know, those American roaches, which are the larger ones, they're like 1.5 inches or so. They can come in, but they can't complete their life cycle inside your home. So the big focus is the German roaches. And we have a great system of taking care of those German roaches. We have a product called Avion Roach Bait. And that is just an excellent product. You know, most folks out there are used to having the pest control guy come in and spray all the baseboards and all that to kill the roaches. Well, that's sort of a thing of the past. We have this great bait product that we put in and around your home, and the roaches are actually attracted to this bait, and they'll eat it and take it back into their nesting areas, and it has a wonderful effect on them, and that kills the darn things. And the great thing about it is a reduced risk product. Okay, so you know you don't have to worry about a real strong pesticide being in your home.
Thank you.
So that's that's a real big issue.
That's huge because I want my home free of pests, but I don't want to hurt my family. I don't want to hurt my pets, and I don't want gooey junk on my baseboards.
Right, and with technology in the last 10 years, the chemical companies have been able to bring us some products for roach control, for termite control, for flea control that are called reduced risk, meaning that there's just not as much risk in using those as regular pesticides.
Fantastic. That's good. Another thing I want to draw in... Bill has brought one of his associates with him, Erica. Thank you for being here. And I want to talk about a really shudderful topic, bed bugs. Because I do a lot of travel, and I know a lot of people in Tallahassee come home with their rolling carts and their luggage. And tell me about how bed bugs enter your home.
Sure. Well, often bed bugs are entering your home when you're traveling. If you stay in a hotel room that might be infested with bed bugs, you don't even realize that you're taking them back with you. What happens is they might crawl into your suitcase or even crawl into your clothing. And they're very hard to spot. It's not something that is very evident. They come out at night to feed. So there are a couple things that we can offer that will help you protect yourself and your home from an incursion by bed bugs. And one of them would be to use the luggage racks in a hotel room.
Good idea.
If you've ever seen those foldable racks, don't put your luggage on the bed. And if you're only staying for a day or two, don't put your clothing away in the dressers. Bed bugs like to hide in the nooks and crannies. And if you put your suitcase down on the bed, chances are you might bring a bed bug home with you. Another thing you can do is to wash and dry your clothes when you get home. Yeah. Any bed bugs that might be present in your suitcase or in your clothing, the easiest way to go ahead and kill those would be to wash and dry your clothing.
Wow. Thank you. How can you tell if you're home right now, if people are listening and they go to their bedroom, how could they tell they have bed bugs?
Well, it's not as easy as just looking at the bed.
Okay.
One of the things, or I'd say the most common reason I get called in is because of bites being present. Because bed bugs come out and they only feed at night when you're asleep, it's very hard to spot them. Often what I do, even whenever I'm doing an inspection, is I'm looking for the signs that they've been there. Everything from blood spots, exoskeletons, to actual feces spots.
I would highly encourage, just for your peace of mind and to live shudder-free, to give Erica a chance to take a look at your home and get the bugs on the outside. So I want to thank both of you for coming today. I really appreciate the information. So I pass this on to everybody in Tallahassee. Give Orkin a shout out and begin your 2015 bug-free. Thanks so much.
Have you heard about tallyconnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. Tallyconnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have a wonderful opportunity in this hour to enjoy the music, the inspiration, the dedication, the perspiration, the avocation, the professionalization of Drew Tillman. Drew, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, man?
we have this gentleman with us for the full hour of Tallahassee Talks here. So if you've stayed with us, God bless you, because you're about to be rewarded. This is a guy who, for his part, has contributed sizably, in my humble opinion, to the music scene in Tallahassee and beyond, and is nationally recognized. Right here in our little old town of Tallahassee, here's Drew Tillman, just making it happen for all of us. And so many of you know his music quite well. Those of you who are just getting to know Drew and his music, man, you're in the right place at the right time, and we're glad you've joined us. Glad to have you in the studio, sir. You're looking fine and fiddle in this new year. Hard to believe you're actually 78 years old. No, I'm just
right.
Yes.
That's
I know right. On certain mornings, it can
certain
feel
mornings
that
I'm definitely
way.
78.
But I think we'll say that you're safely on this side of 50. How about that? How about that? Let's do that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. And so you got a lot to share with us here in this hour, and we're going to hear Drew's music. We're going to hear about some of his tales and travels, and among other things, you're a family guy, and you have a wonderful family. Amelia, his wife, is involved in the music scene as a promoter and has done a lot in that area and is doing a whole lot more. And then his daughter, Amarina, and what a beautiful name that is. He has twins, Amarina and Dylan. They're both his 12-year-old kids, and for their part, Amarina, if I recall correctly, is a national finalist in the History Fair competition.
She wasn't the History Fair. Oh. She was in the. She submitted her History Fair project
to
the National Holocaust Museum.
Ah, that's what it was.
And she was the only person this past year that was accepted as a permanent archive in the National Holocaust Museum, which is a very rare opportunity and
marvelous
for something to happen like this. We did not expect it.
Wow.
She
very cool.
But she did, in the History Fair project itself, she made it to the county finals.
I see.
And did not move on.
I see.
But she didn't give up.
And the topic was the Holocaust.
The Holocaust, that's correct. Yeah. And she interviewed her grandfather, Amelia's dad, about he was one of the liberators of the whole of a camp, two camps actually.
Wow.
And his tales are just It was amazing. And then, but they did the unusual thing of accepting the interview as a historic document, but they accepted the entire History Fair project.
I see.
Because you could only have, the interview was only 3 minutes long.
I got you.
There's criteria for the History Fair.
So here you have this young lady providing this project and being recognized nationally, and then you have your son Dylan, who is an aspiring baseball player, and I understand that you're a coach.
I am.
So in addition to everything else you're doing, you're a baseball coach.
I am.
So folks, I mean, if you thought that Drew was kind of cloistered away somewhere in his closet, you know, writing songs, guess what? This guy's out there taking care of all kinds of people. And so good of you to join us today to share with us. Let's talk a little bit about your music. Now, I know you originally from Pittsburgh.
And then
schooled at Florida State University.
That's right.
And studied guitar there.
I did.
Right?
Classical guitar with Bruce Holzman. Great teacher. Great teacher. And I studied with him for a couple years. And then I started playing music and sold a song and co-wrote a song with John Kurtzweig, who's now a producer. He produced all the Creed records and things.
Yeah.
And we co-wrote a song called Dance Again, and it did very well for a small town guy. It did well, and I felt it gave me a lot of confidence.
Yeah,
to continue to write and to perform.
Yeah,
that's main when we co-wrote that song, and of course, writing I've continued to do all these years. Mm. So
and performing, I think I have seen you at more of the local festivals than any other artist. I mean, it seems like anytime I'm out somewhere, Drew Tillman is going to be up there at some point sharing his music. So it seems to me you're really appreciated in Tallahassee. It seems like the people really like your music. And I'll watch the crowd, too. I mean, people just really, really get into your songs. And if you're not familiar with the music, we're going to have an opportunity here in the hour to sample some of this music that you've brought us. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Where do you go? I mean, this is a stupid question. It's a very sort of mundane, I guess, or common question. But where do you go for inspiration? What moves you to write, or do you make it your
Walmart,
business?
Walmart at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right. Hanging out. looking for the next opportunity.
You meet the best songs you can write. I write from many different sources, mainly questions in my heart. One of the songs on the CD, called "The Great Unknown," is one of those songs that came all at once.
Okay, let's listen to that. The Great Unknown.
Take my soul to higher beings. child to me. He begs forgiveness, it sets him free. I stood too long in the cold, cold rain, and I'm face to face with you again. Oh, cradle, cradle, rock me slow. In the arms of the grave, unknown.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday, 93.3 FM, our home station, Freedom 93. Barry Kay and company, all of those good folks keeping us straight and narrow and on track, and Carl the magic man over there in the studio. Carl is our wonder boy. He just takes these ramblings that I put in front of him and somehow turns this all into a very fine radio show. Which, by the way, if you've missed any of our segments, be sure to go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. Everything is archived there. Again, King Cabba makes that all come together for you. If you got a topic, you want to email us topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, a guest or something you'd like us to consider, happy to do so. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, too, where you'll learn more about our dear friend Drew Tillman, who's been with us in the hour, heading off to South Walton. Where is South Walton? I guess it's near Panama City.
It's in between Destin and Panama City.
Right in
closer
there.
Closer to Destin.
Kind of the seaside area and, right, yeah.
That's central.
One of the ugliest beaches in the world, from what I understand. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Squint your eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Like
gee, what a shame that you have to spend the weekend.
Somebody has to
over
do
there,
that.
Yeah. Right. Good for you. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Talking about the way in which music has moved us through the years, and think about all the songs that just, you know, and all of us have them, that are just so important to us and help define a period of time in our lives, or maybe an experience we've had or a relationship that we've had. Your music does that, and there's it seems to me in your music a lot of what we would think of as blues or bluesy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. How is it that your music incorporate so much of that, do you think? Here you're classically trained as a guitarist,
yeah.
But then you've got this sort of soulful approach to life, it seems.
Music has always been a learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is a learning. I go back and my words and music will come back and haunt me later, because I'll get into a situation where I'm doing something wrong.
And in that regard,
and it tells me, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
You wrote this?
Right. And you found that even in your own personal life, being addicted to drugs or alcohol.
It was a horrible time in my life.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I had many close friends that did not make it through the experience. It's no respecter of persons, alcohol and drugs. And I cried out for help. And this song called The Addict, I wrote probably when I was 3 days sober, and I sat in a chair and cried for several days. Never left that chair, not understanding why I was alive. And so many of my friends didn't make it. That experience centered me on moving forward in my life. And
you were a songwriter at the time. I mean, you were...
I was.
A musician and...
I was, and I was caught up in the whole be a rock star, do drugs, and all those things that you see everyone else do, and it looks so beautiful up, you know, on the face of it, and then you get down to it, it was... it wasn't beautiful.
And that's been many years ago. You've been sober since.
I have.
One day at a time, baby.
One day at a time. That's correct. And, you know, that's something that I always live with it, because it's a deadly disease and there's no cure.
Yeah.
The only cure is a spiritual way of life.
Yep.
Whatever you choose that to be.
And as a spiritual man, you seems to me have... a great deal to say about how your personal walk with God and your personal relationship with Christ has brought you to some pretty stellar things. I mean, a fantastic family and kids that are doing well, and you're here and you're writing songs. And
I make more mistakes than most, and I struggle with the truth more than most will realize. It's never easy to meet the truth in God as I understand Him. And so it's a humbling, the most I can do is cry out, Lord, have mercy.
Many thanks to our friend Drew Tillman. Great music, a great artist, great composer. Folks, we are coming up here at the top of the hour. We've got ABC News up ahead. And we will be back after that with more of Tallahassee Talks.
This is a song called The Addict, appropriately enough. And Drew, I want to thank you for making it your business to be a part of our show today.
Brian, thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to to be in here again, maybe.
We'd love to have you back anytime.
But thank you so much for everything you've done.
Anytime, brother.
And for Tallahassee.
We're grateful. Folks, Drew Tillman, The Addict.
Good times that seem to scare me. Bad times seem to wait. Every time I use you, my mind's laid to waste. Nothing you didn't give me, nothing I couldn't see. Better part of living is broken misery. Now there's shadows down inside me, and I got a shining road. Those dreams you used to give me, yet I poured them down my throat. The smiles you used to give me, walks we used to take. The eagle gave me freedom, and the lion gave me strength. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. There's times I was the eagle, times I felt like prey. Times you gave me freedom, there's times I couldn't say. But the rust is in the gutter, and the gutter's all your fed. And for all you gutter people, well, the money's in your head. And don't you talk needy when you're driven to your knees. Christmas happens every day, the needle on your tree. But it's a good life, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. I was the eagle, and all the dreams you gave me, and I seemed to lost my way. And the eagle's not soaring now, and the lion wants to eat, or at least he wants me to pay. And I'm begging for it, I'm begging for it, 'cause I don't want the pain. Superman's in the movies, and the rescue's make believe. But it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. But I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. Yeah, it's goodbye, baby, so long, and I ain't standing in your rain. Yet I just about drowned, and drowning made me see. Good times that seem to scare me, bad times seem to wait. And every time I use you, my laid to waste.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are back in the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad that you have stayed with me, or if you've just joined me, welcome to you, my friend. It is a dreary kind of weekend here in Tallahassee, but man, as a native of the Pacific Northwest, I'll have to tell you that I'm doing great. Making me homesick here. But if you're not particularly fond of this sort of weather, well, you know what? You're going to have your due. Give us rain lovers a little fair play here, right? So you just wrap yourself up or stay inside or whatever you have to do. But, man, I love it. And it's a great way of actually moisturizing that wrinkled skin that you otherwise are beset with. And you think about all of the great things you can do in the outdoors when it is like this, and not break a sweat. So that's cool. Okay, I'll stop. But anyway, it is certainly true that this coming Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and I want to recognize the fact that the third annual MLK Dare to Dream Festival is happening, and it is scheduled from noon to 4 on January 19th at Cascades Park in downtown Tallahassee. You know, that's what we do here. We talk about all the cool things and all the cool people that are making Tallahassee a cool place to be. And this is certainly one of those cool things. So this year's theme for the MLK Dare to Dream Festival, Celebrating Service Empowered for Change. Celebrating Service Empowered for Change. Festival is being brought to you by the Martin Luther King Jr. Dare to Dream Association and co-sponsored by the city. Cumulus Broadcasting is in there, and the Community Redevelopment Agency, Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority. All of that happening on the 19th. So we're excited for them and for you and for the community at large. We think that's a good thing. Let's see what else is going on of a rather artistic nature, courtesy of our good friends over there at COCA, who provide us their report consistently. Well, of course, we have here on Saturday the 17th, Dance at the Dixie Theater down there, Apalachicola. They've got the Pas de Vie Ballet performing, so that's a cool thing. What else? The Council, 30 for 30. COCA is turning 30 years old. They reported that earlier as well. You know, COCA is this arts and cultural information sort of organization. It's really literally the Council on Culture and Arts. And Erica Thaler and all of those folks over there that make it, do such a good job of keeping us informed, make it possible for us to know what in the world is going on. Hey, here's another cool thing coming up. Again, for music lovers, especially if you like chamber music, the Artist Series has the New York Brass Arts Trio coming. Let's see, when is that? January the 25th, and that's at Opperman Music Hall there at Florida State University campus. So, you see, we like to kind of spread it around a little bit. We talk about people who, like Drew Tillman, who bring us a fresh sort of musical approach of his own styling. We think that's a bit of Tallahassee's sound there for you. And those artists that are coming in from outside the community with opportunities like the Artist Series brings us so nicely. In other news, you know, we had this discussion earlier about our readiness and our preparedness to deal with emergencies. And, well, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is our very brand new, relatively new, emergency center, dispatch center. And in that regard, then, we've been dismayed to find out that Leon County Deputy Chris Smith was ambushed because he wasn't notified that, in fact, the scene where he happened to be responding was known to be the location of an imminent threat, somebody who had was known to have made public his intentions. He wanted to lure into his situation there, his location, first responders. And Chris happened to be that person who came upon this fire. It was a house on fire. But in the end of all of that, at the outcome of all of that, it was absolutely staggering to realize that this could have been, possibly could have been prevented if he had been notified. Well, first responders will now receive an audible hazard alert that happens automatically. What this amounts to is that the Consolidated Dispatch Agency over there, the director, Tim Lee, has indicated that they have implemented a means by which first responders are notified through an audio alert. And it's an automated voice that will say premise hazard and then the actual address that they are visiting or they've been notified is an emergency situation. So, of course, in the wake of the death of Chris Smith, three of those folks involved in that situation who were employed there were dismissed over there at the dispatch agency. But here comes a technical or technological solution. And, of course, you and I could just sit back and kind of sigh, I suppose, or even slap our heads and say, okay, so when did we not think through far enough to realize this might be a good idea prior to having lost one of Leon County's finest sheriff deputies, Chris Smith? I don't know. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, and I'm sure I'm not done yet, but I want to say that every now and then you got to look in the rearview mirror. Yes, but your focus needs to be forecast, and I try to look forward to what could happen, what might be the situation. Can we in some way prepare for? And honestly, that's what we're trying to do with this show here in the month of January, is bring you people to our show, bring the guests who have something to say to you about being better prepared. And by the way, we have committed our resources to a little publication and a website we call Prepared. Isn't that interesting? You can go to TallahasseePrepared.com and learn how to be prepared for severe weather. Guardian Home Inspection and Repairs is our title sponsor this year. James Pace and his company do a great job with that. And by the way, you learn at this website all kinds of helpful information. It's a great resource. TallahasseePrepared.com is the site. And while I'm on that topic, let me also tell you about the Tallahassee Food Challenge. Okay, here we go again. I don't know when to stop because I think it would be a really cool thing for us to be better prepared to bring assistance to hungry children and hungry families for lots of reasons. We have thousands of people in our community and across the region who need our help, who need food, and rely on local food assistance charities for that help. Well, guess what? During the months of April, May, and June, their resources deplete dramatically. So, folks, this is our opportunity, and this is my reminder to you and to me. We need to give generously to those food charities that we know about and want to give to because they are doing the job that we would do firsthand if we could. Again, the Tallahassee Food Challenge is something that we believe in, want you to be a part of. You can find out more about the Food Challenge and what we're doing to help by going to that website. Of course, the three W's, TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. We've got Dan Holloway coming up right after the break, so stay with me for more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are talking here with a very good friend of mine, a man who many of you know, I'm sure, because he has been in the practice of accounting, particularly certified public accounting. We're going to find out what that is. He's a certified public accountant, a principal with the firm Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan. Mr. Dan Holloway, our guest. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine,
you
Brian.
Look well. You look well, considering that here we are in January. April is drawing ever closer to us. We've just come out of the end of 1 year, and yet here you are. You seem cool, calm, and collected. That's just all a big ruse, isn't it?
April 15th seems to come around each year for some reason.
It's relentless. And our dear friends at the Internal Revenue Service themselves come around every year and have come around with some other interesting ideas for personal tax questions and business owner type tax questions, payroll issues. We're going to get into all of that here with Dan Holloway in this final hour of the show. And you know, folks, I mean, here we are beginning of 2015, halfway through the month. And already we've had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Mignon, and we've had, who else have we had? We had Vincent Hunt talking with us. We've had an opportunity to consider the plans we have in place regarding our health, business, technology, what's going on in Tallahassee in 2015, and what do we need to do to be better prepared for what's up ahead. And, you know, we rely on people like Dan Holloway, who in some way or another claim to know what they're talking about. And so we just take Dan at his word that all of this is factual. And I'm joshing with him, but I can tell you, folks, this is a guy that I've known, I don't know, 25, 30 years, longer than he'd care to admit, I'm sure. But in that course of time, Dan, you have been an able financial advisor and business coach and holder of wet handkerchiefs as you've mopped my brow the bottler of tears. You are one of these people, I think, Dan, if you don't allow mind me embarrassing you in front of our kind listeners, who is a rare find. I mean, you have such a great balance, I guess, of humanity and technology and insight. My experience with you has always been rather, for me, it's noticeable that you really appreciate the struggle, for one thing, that business owners go through in trying to make this thing work. And you also seem to appreciate individual need and how, as people, we want to do the right thing, but somehow, some way, doggone it, it gets harder to do the right thing when we're talking about paying taxes or setting aside money so that we can pay the tax. That gets to be a challenge. But for your part, you've been in this business of Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan for a while. Tell us a little bit about the firm, its history, and kind of how the heck did you get get into this in the first place, huh?
We probably don't have that much time.
Right, yeah.
But the firm has been around in one form or the other. It was actually started in the 60s by Wesley Catledge.
Huh.
And it has survived
all these decades.
All these years since then.
Wow.
So we go back that far, and we're just a typical CPA firm. We do.
I don't know about that.
Personal work.
I think you're an exceptional
tax work,
CPA.
Business
firm.
Tax work, auditing for businesses and not-for-profit organizations. So we do the full range of CPA services.
Well, folks, this is what I mean when I say this is a humble guy. He won't talk about how great he is, and that's just a part of his character. But I'll tell you, no, you are an exceptional CPA firm. And I think, again, it's beyond the technical side. I mean, maybe your point is that, gosh, you know, there's only so many ways to fill out a 1040 after all. You got to stick some numbers in there. And, yeah, you can get creative with the numbers. But the part that I notice is your compassion, and your determination to help people wrestle with these big questions and to help them find their answer for those things that they know they're doing the very best they can with what they have to work with. And I've benefited personally and professionally. Our company has benefited because you've been able to help us navigate through ever-changing tax laws, and we've got some changes coming at us again. Mm-hmm. That's what you can count on. April 15th and the Infernal Revenue Service just changing their minds about any given topic, right? Am I right or am I right?
Yes, it is. It never stops, and it gets worse. I think it gets worse every year.
It seems to me.
Of course, it's good for business when you're on this end.
It's hard to be that.
That's a sad thing, but it is true.
Hard to be that critical of the people that keep you employed.
It's hard to admit that, but it's true.
That's right. Well, it's sort of like the doctor who wants to eradicate illness or at least infectious disease. I mean, it is sort of a weird sort of position to be in. But thank goodness that you're in that position. And I know for a lot of us, a lot of business owners, a lot of people in the Tallahassee area, your firm, Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan, you personally have contributed sizably, I think, to our welfare. So enough of talking about how great you are. Folks, we're going to get into talking about, particularly we want to take some time with what's been dubbed Obamacare, the Affordable Healthcare Act, right?
Yes.
And we're going to get into some of the ramifications then for us individually, perhaps in even in terms of business. And then we will take some time and look at business, small businesses particularly, that are grappling with that issue and a lot of other issues related to, let's say, payroll taxes. That's a hot topic these days. Folks, we appreciate the fact that you are with us in this hour. We have Dan Holloway, CPA, boy wonder, and personal friend of yours truly. And we have about another couple of moments here. We're going to take a break. And I'll tell you that one of the reasons we love doing this show is because we get to tell you about great people like Dan Holloway and Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan. We also have some wonderful sponsors who make this show possible, including our very good friends over there at Tommy T's in Midtown. Tommy T's Mighty Lube. And these are the guys who keep your vehicle running and in shape. You can tool on in there for a quick oil change, whatever you need. Lowest price in town, best service package. Check them out. Tommy T's in Midtown. We'll be right back.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Dan Holloway, who has graciously joined us. Notice, folks, it is January. I didn't call him in April. I called him now and said, I'd like you to be on the show because, you know, days go by, and within the next couple of weeks, he won't resurface. He's like a whale, you know. He just goes deep, or maybe he's like a Secret Service agent. He's undercover, you know. He's black ops. He goes very deep undercover, and then after April 15th passes, he reemerges, and we get a conversation or two in after that. So I'm jumping in early here, and I know the first thing we need to get at, Mr. Holloway, is the personal aspects of how the Affordable Care Act so it's called, or shorthand, Obamacare, is playing out? How is that affecting us individually?
Well, that is one of the things I wanted to cover because it's something new. I'm sure if we had 3 hours, we could spend that much time on it.
We'll have you back.
We don't. I wanted to mention that because it is something new. The first time this year for 2014 tax returns, that every person that files a tax return will have to answer questions and or fill out forms about the Affordable Care Act. And you will have to, I think the easiest way, you'll either have to state that you were covered, you and every dependent in your household had coverage, had
qualified
coverage under the Act.
Right.
Or if you didn't have that, you will be subject to the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
That's imposed on people that don't have the required coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, many people did obtain their coverage through the exchange, the insurance exchange,
right,
and maybe received a subsidy.
Right.
And anyone that received a subsidy, you have to fill out your tax return and report the information in such a way that you will either receive an additional subsidy, which will lower your taxes, or you will find out that you received a greater subsidy than you were allowed, and you'll have to pay back some or perhaps even all of the subsidy, basically because your actual 2014 income came out greater than the estimated income that you reported when you signed up and started receiving the subsidy. So that's going to be a real challenge for people completing their tax return, whether they do it themselves or whether they hire someone like me. If we do your tax return, you're going to have to provide all this information to us. I have a little sheet here I'm looking at. It says there's 5 new tax forms this year related to this act. People should be receiving a form 1095 from an insurance company that, if they had coverage, from the insurance company that provided the coverage that gives them all of this information that I'm talking about.
Do they have, let me interrupt you, do they have a deadline by which time they have to get that 1095 to the individual? Like a W-2?
If it's like any other form like that, the deadline for it to be mailed out would be January 31st.
Okay.
So people should be receiving those soon after that date. So that's going to be mandatory. And then another thing that people might not have any idea that they'll have to know is if you have working dependent children, when you file your tax return, you're going to have to report their gross income that they earned during, if they had a job, because the subsidies and credits are based on the total family income, the total income of the household, including all dependents.
Okay, and that dependent child would be one that I have claimed on my taxes,
that's
correct?
That's correct. And actually, this is somewhat strange sounding, but it's like even if you didn't claim the dependent as a dependent, the rule is if they were eligible to be claimed as your dependent, you are responsible for providing them health coverage.
Wow.
And if you didn't provide them health coverage or they didn't have health coverage, I guess a better way to say if they didn't have health coverage, then you have to pay the penalty because they were a dependent.
Even though I didn't claim them on my taxes.
In your household.
Wow.
So isn't that an odd...
It is very strange.
That's an odd thing, but that's what the rule is.
I can only be grateful.
There's so many things that are going to surprise people about this.
I'm going to be silly here, but I'm grateful that it doesn't apply to my pets. You know, I mean, what about my dog?
Well, Brian, you haven't been claiming them as a dependent. Like, once the Social Security requirement for dependents went in,
don't leave
most pets
unsaid because they'll probably come back to me and say, you have a diabetic dog that you've not provided coverage for.
You're subject to the penalty.
Come on, man.
No.
This is ridiculous.
So anyway, there's a bunch of new things like that that's going to make every single person's tax return more complex. And it does, I mean, a lot of dependents, a lot of children and college students, they get their W-2 from their job and they run out online and they file their tax return and they don't even have that information anymore. Right. So when the parents get around to filing, they're not going to, if they haven't captured that information, it's going to cause problems. So
captured how much they actually made then that would go toward?
Well, it just goes into the reporting form where you compute the penalty or credit or recapture the subsidy or whatever it's.
Okay.
It's just an odd thing. It's just something new that we haven't had to deal with before.
And then again, as you say, even though you haven't claimed them on your taxes, what is the age of that offspring that by which the government decides they are dependent? Is that anybody under 21 or under 24, or under 18, or
it depends on whether a student or not. If they're a college student, I think it goes all the way up to 24. Beyond that,
so I can have a kid going to school across the country. He's 22 years old, and the IRS says, "Well, he's a dependent." Well, I didn't claim him on my taxes. He's got a job,
but he's eligible to be your dependent.
But he's eligible to be my dependent.
Yeah.
And you didn't provide him any health care coverage, and he didn't get any while he was in school. So guess what?
An example that was given in a class I attended was that your daughter's worthless boyfriend has been living in your house for the last year, not working.
How do they know that?
Well, they don't. That's the thing. Okay, you know, I'm talking about rules. So technically, you would be subject to a penalty for failing to provide him health insurance.
Sounds very familiar.
That's
because he's living there, he's not actually blood related.
You supported him
or married.
He lived in your
related.
House and you supported him for a year, so you're subject to providing him health insurance or pay the penalty.
Oh my goodness!
You figure that one out.
Yeah, I can't. It doesn't make any sense. But okay, let's keep going. This is so
I
much
knew you would like
fun. Oh, man.
And I'm supposed to add that, by the way, it'll cost a lot more to get your taxes done this year because we have to fill out all these forms. But
sure.
I won't.
Yeah, let's not go there, please. Okay. Yeah, since I can't afford to pay you as it is. Right. Exactly. Yeah, okay. So what's next then on this, as far as the Affordable Care Act?
That's probably
Affordable
enough.
Hair Act.
I mean, that's enough. Nobody can get it. The technical things are too much to get into.
Wow.
Voice only.
Okay, take a breath, everybody, and hold hands as we cross over, because we're going to take a break, and Mr. Holloway will stay with us, won't you, through the rest of the show here?
I think it'll be safe, yeah.
And we're going to try to keep our wits about us as we talk about those issues related to taxation and things like the Affordable Care Act. And now what's coming up are those changes in the tax laws related or procedurally related to the policies that we find connected to payroll taxes. And we're going to talk with Mr. Holloway about that. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. If you haven't been to our website, go to TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be looking for you.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at VanguardNorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, here we are, folks, winding down the hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. By the way, if you have a topic that you'd like to raise or question in relation to taxes, we'll be glad to forward that on, or you can contact Mr. Holloway directly. Sanders Holloway and Ryan is the local firm. Dan Holloway, our guest. But if you have a topic you'd like us to consider, go to topics, email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, or you can post an idea or question there at our Facebook page. So if you're into Facebook, go to Facebook, and then you go to Tallahassee Talks. So now, Dan, here we are talking further about changes in tax law and policy and procedure, specifically in relation to payroll taxes for small, well, for any business, but I know you especially work with a lot of small business owners. So what do you got? What are we talking now?
Well, Brian, there's a new, somewhat of a new development that I thought was important enough to bring up. It's probably a little bit too technical to cover in a short period of time, but I thought we might be able to at least make a dent.
See, this has already scared me. If you can't talk at length about it, I know I'm not going to like this. What?
And it only applies to business owners, okay? So, this is, you don't own a business.
All right. Let's ask the smaller children to leave the room. Is that what you're saying?
Just being amazed at how complicated things are for business
owners. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But most small business owners, I would say most small business owners, the 1-, 2-, 3-person owners, you see around town,
right,
like yourself,
yep,
operate as an S corporation. They're taxed as an S corporation.
Okay.
An S corporation doesn't pay taxes itself. The income is passed through to the owner, and all the income is reported on the owner's tax return.
Yes.
The owner has to pay themselves a salary just because they are an employee of their own company, and they take a salary with payroll taxes withheld, just like any other working person receiving a salary from their employer.
Okay.
The business, we hope, will have profit, though, that exceeds that salary.
Right.
So there'll be...
So there's two...
Two components of the income that the business owner earns. One, the salary that he takes out is a W-2 salary, just like he pays all of his other employees.
Right.
Pays and all the payroll taxes, and then the profits that exceed the salary. And both of those he pays income tax on. But under the current law, the profit portion of that the company earns above the salaries paid to the owner is exempt from Social Security and Medicare tax.
Okay.
At 15.3%.
Okay. Because it's not payroll as such.
It's not payroll taxes. It's a different form of income. Goes on a different line on your tax return.
I see.
And there's nothing new about that. That's been that way for as long as there's been subject for S corporations.
Okay.
And the law has always required that the owners report for themselves a reasonable salary and pay the full payroll taxes on it, based on the services they provide to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new about that.
Right.
So typically you end up with the owner reporting the salary and paying the payroll taxes on that, and then you have in the amount above that that's not taxed for payroll taxes. Obviously, there's a chance there for a person to pay themselves lower than a reasonable salary to try to escape paying more of the 15% Social Security and Medicare tax.
Right.
There's been an issue with that with the IRS, for 50, 60 years, however long we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you literally are reasonable about mm-hmm. this whole thing, generally mm-hmm. you don't see issues. I've seen very, very few times ever that the IRS had said the owner's salary is too low. You should have paid more payroll taxes, so we're going to assess you on those payroll taxes.
And that's arbitrary, isn't it?
It's arbitrary anyway. The IRS uses guidelines. They have many ways of getting standard salary type guidelines, especially for licensed professionals. They go out and get salary surveys. But Okay, but so there's nothing new about that, except that it does cause a lot of problems, and it is an issue. It's a place where there's a lot of
gray,
and there's a lot of people that don't understand this, and they are either paying themselves too much salary or too low, too little salary, that affects that payroll tax figure.
So what's changed?
But what is new this year is the IRS has, in effect, hired the Florida Department of Revenue through the Reemployment Department, which used to be unemployment tax. It's reemployment now.
Right.
And the reemployment tax people audit business payrolls primarily to see if you filed your reemployment tax return correctly, you know, covering your employees paying those taxes in.
Right.
But the IRS has literally hired the Department of Revenue as a pilot program for the United States, the whole United States. When they're doing that audit, they are specifically going to look at the owner's compensation that they reported on Form W-2.
Mm-hmm.
And compare that to the overall profit of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And the auditor is going to use their guidelines that they've been furnished, that I have about three pages in my hand here. And they're going to decide if the owner paid themselves a reasonable salary.
Oh.
And if they think that it's not reasonable, then they'll report to the IRS that, I'll give you a simple example, the owner paid themselves $60,000 salary. We examined it, and we think that a reasonable salary for that owner would have been $90,000. So we're reporting to you that the owner underpaid his salary by $30,000. And then that will result in the IRS assessing you the 15% payroll tax on the extra $30,000. And so you'll owe the IRS $4,500 plus probably penalties and interest on top of that.
Yeah.
So that is something new. That's never been done where there's a specific audit that are going on a lot of these because the reemployment people are auditing many, many payrolls.
And the fact that they have specifically enrolled, I guess you'd say, or hired the Department of Revenue for Florida to exercise this. It's always been part of the understanding, but they've become much more, we'll say, aggressive.
I guess you would say that this this primarily only ever came up if a person had a regular IRS audit of their business, which are pretty rare, very rare.
Right.
2 or 3% of all.
So the word of admonition here to you business owners, and if I'm hearing correctly, Dan, is be sure to have a consultation with a tax professional, particularly a CPA. That'd be advisable.
Yes.
And we happen to know somebody like that who is sitting here with us, Dan Holloway, and ask that question before the IRS asks, is your salary versus your other compensation, profit from the business, in a reasonable proportion? So are you, and you said it this way, paying yourself too little or too much?
Or too much.
You know, and in that way, you got a better shot of knowing going into the possibility of an audit. You're not going to come out feeling beat up. Folks, this is why we do what we do here. It's our pleasure to have had Dan Holloway with us. He is a good friend, a friend of the working man, and a friend of small business in Tallahassee. One of the principals at Sanders, Holloway, and Ryan, our very good friend Dan Holloway. Thanks for being with me, my friend.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it.
Folks, we'll be here again next Saturday morning looking for you. So don't forget, 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at 93.3 FM, our home station in Tallahassee. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. People with their
Cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.